Hey everyone, welcome to episode 100. We finally did it. Thank you so much for your ongoing support. I hope you enjoy. This is the first time since quarantine all the boys have been together. Let's go. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode 104 of the Top Shelf Podcast. This is the most exciting episode we've had in our history of being the hottest show on the airwaves. The women of the Top Shelf are taking over. I am going to step away in a second after I introduce them. Oh, my goodness. One too many.
I think you're nervous.
I am. I'm so scared. I don't know what to do. Jennifer is going to actually take over the hosting duties for tonight. She is joined by Abby and Danielle, who, if anyone knows, they've been a part of one of the highest rated shows we've had. And they're going to talk about three topics and try to debunk the online dating theory, the 3-day rule, and how to make a woman jealous, which are three topics that are near and dear to my heart and three topics that I live by daily.
Until today,
because they debunked the shit out of them. So, girls, you have 28 minutes to prove us wrong, and I will be back in a little bit. Jennifer, you're up.
Thank you. Hello, everyone, and welcome.
Welcome. That was so professional.
Welcome.
I'm so pro.
Thanks, girls. Are we ready for this?
Yeah.
All right. So, we have been listening to this podcast for a bit.
Yeah.
And you know, women who listen to the podcast may or may not agree with everything that is spoken about, considering it's a podcast run by men with a lot of dating opinions.
Yes.
Am I right?
Oh, definitely.
I think so. Yes. So, but the opinions are not always right. I think I'm right about that,
no,
too.
No, yeah, I think I disagree with 95%.
Which is what we're all doing here, mm-hmm. because there have actually been people who've messaged me separately every time I'm on a podcast and said they really should get a women's opinion. So one day at the Rooster, didn't we discuss taking over?
Yep, exactly.
And here we are.
Here we made it happen.
All right, first topic. Let's talk about the 3-day rule.
Okay.
Who remembers what the 3-day rule is supposed to mean?
So basically, from what I recall, is like if you get a girl's number or whatever the case is, you give them yours, you can't text them for 3 whole days.
Or like, is it after a date as well?
No, I think that was like the first encounter.
Yeah, the first encounter.
Know? Okay. Mm-hmm. You want to keep a girl on the hook for 3 days.
3 days.
And how do you both feel about that?
I think it is ridiculous.
Yeah.
And why?
I think it's an antiquated method that just doesn't work. If you wait,
I like that.
Three,
I like where you're going. Right. Antiquated. Yes. Go on.
If you wait 3 days after getting, you know, a woman's number to text her, she automatically, if you don't text her that night, she's going to think, oh, well, you know, he's not interested. He's not interested. This was a waste
player.
Of time. And I'm automatically going to write him off because he didn't show me the respect to contact me that night.
Yeah,
I hear
definitely.
That.
Mm-hmm. And it was, too, it was, like, supposed to make them think that, I think we talked about this with Lenny at the Rooster one.
Yeah.
And we got really heated about it. It's like, well, it wants, like, to make them think that you're busy and you have a life. You're working. So you're, like, I'm not going to be staying at home. If the guy doesn't text me for 3 days, I'm not going to go, wow, he must be really working really hard.
Right.
Like, to not text for 3 days, he must
right.
be working really, really hard.
I mean, some people would give somebody the benefit of the doubt in that way. But, like, if someone was really interested in you and they got your number and you may or may not have had some sort of interlude, mm-hmm. would you not want to continue that almost straight away? Or like after 3 days, I'd be like, well, hang on a second. Obviously what I thought happened didn't happen.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because I haven't heard from this person.
Yeah. I feel like I would feel really insecure and be like, okay, like you said, I must have like misread that or whatever mm-hmm. the case may be. But now that Lenny's left, I have to expose him for a second.
Please do.
I have some information. Ooh. There's someone that I know that he texted when he got their number, uh-huh. and he did not wait 3 days. He waited less than 24 hours and sent a GIF of a cat. So does he even follow his own 3-day
rule? Does he even follow his own rules?
This is like a...
Which brings me to my next question. Is a GIF a real text message?
No.
Thank you.
Not at all. Especially the first thing you text a girl should not be a GIF of a cat.
Mm-mm. I think everybody who listens to this podcast knows that Lenny is a big fan of the GIFs.
Yeah.
but it doesn't really get across what you want to say. It can be misconstrued and taken in 100 different ways.
Yeah.
So say what you mean what you say,
exactly.
Bros.
Yeah,
there you go. Mm-hmm. Words to live by.
Any last words of
the three-day rule? I just think it's honestly pathetic. If you're interested in someone, you should at least text them that night. Oh, it's nice meeting you.
Or the next day.
Yeah, like next day, at least somewhat. Mm-hmm. Or even 2 days, whatever. You're busy at work, something comes up. But longer
ultimately,
than
what we're saying is 3 days is too long.
Way too long.
I am hereby abolishing the three-day rule from the Top Shelf podcast. It's over.
I'm with you. And we are in an instant gratification nation. Mm-hmm. We can get anything delivered at any time. Mm-hmm. You can order anything to be delivered next day. If someone makes you wait 3 days,
you can find someone
you're going to lose interest potentially, exactly. Or think that you misthought everything you were reading into beforehand.
It's just so many mixed signals. It's not worth it.
If you like somebody, message them. Don't wait 3 days. But if you feel like you have to, I mean, obviously go ahead. But like,
Godspeed.
Yeah,
Godspeed.
Thank you. All right. We're going to move on to the next, which is online dating. Abby?
Yeah. So I've had a lot of mixed signals in the past, or mixed feelings for online dating. A lot of my serious relationships have been a product of online dating, so I can't really hate on it too much. I think it's a really good thing to, it's kind of a safe option, I feel like.
I hear you, and especially because, like, COVID is in the middle of all of this. Like, no one is really going out to bars anymore because bars aren't open.
Yeah.
So really online dating is a good outlet to meet people who are just as busy as you are, let's face it. Because, I mean, for me, I think online dating is like a second job. Mm-hmm. It's a lot more involved than people think.
It is. Yeah. It's a lot of work. A lot of time, too.
So how many dates would you say were successful dates that could have led somewhere from an online date versus otherwise?
For me, I feel like a year ago, I talked about before, I went on like 4 online dates. And I want to say one was probably successful.
1 out of 4 for you.
But that's because my own problems. But yeah, I was like 1 out of 4, but it wasn't bad. But because I've done both. I've done online dating and me. Like, well, all of my relationships have been from people that I already knew in person. So I'm opposite to Abby. I prefer meeting you in person than online dating, but I feel like it's a blessing and a curse. It has a lot of pros and cons to them. Because it's a good way to meet people, especially now in like COVID. Like you said, you're really meeting many people.
Right.
And it's entertaining. You always have someone to talk to on your phone. Even if nothing comes out of it, sometimes it's nice to like talk some random guy on the app because at least it's somebody.
It's like some validation, baby.
I will say I am on Tinder. But I was telling the girls earlier, I utilize it more like a video game than anything else. I don't typically respond to people who reach out to me. I'm not great at it. I would much rather meet somebody organically. Online dating is not for me, but I'm not discounting it as an accurate way to date people in this day and age. Like, I think it's awesome.
Yeah.
There's obviously a reason there's 900 different dating apps online.
Yeah.
Because obviously it's working for somebody.
No, I think you have to have like definitely a strategy when going into it. Like I think Tinder is probably my favorite just because it's, you know, user friendly, it's upfront and everything. But I have a personal philosophy where I will only message back people who super like me. Because I think that's like, you know, because
they're invested.
I know that they're into it.
They like you, they've made it
exactly.
clear.
You know,
no room for rejection.
Yeah. No, so that's like what I do. And I think the majority of dates that I've gone on from online dating have been, you know, some degree successful. Especially recently, like I've been having a great time with, you know, someone that I've met through Tinder and everything. So I think you have to just be really selective of who you're actually going to go meet, who you're going to give your time to. And I think you can take it from there.
I hear you. What do you think would be a red flag as far as online dating?
I think it's when the first time they want to hang out is go to their house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, totally. Yeah.
That happens all the time. Which I get a lot of it. It's just like booty calls or whatever. When they play it as it's not, like, oh, you can come to my house. It's like, one, you can kill me. And two, like, we all know what that means as well. So that's usually where I shut it down. Or a dick pic.
Oh,
that's a big one.
Yeah. Leave the DPs out of it. No DPs welcome. Too many.
Yeah, if they're over.
I told you girls the story of my.
Yeah, I love that. Yeah.
It's not for everybody. And, you know, if it's unsolicited, just be ready for the backlash. Like, or silence. Mm-hmm. We're radio silence.
Oh, yeah. I was like,
not everybody wants an unsolicited DP.
No. I was just like, interesting.
And I, right.
So I don't care. Mm-hmm.
So that could be taken multiple different ways. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, obviously that's not ideal.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Any other red flags?
I think, like, a big red flag, like I just said, was if they're being too, like, flattering towards you, being like, oh, beautiful, how are you tonight and everything. It's just like, come on.
I hear you. Like, is that, like, does that work for you all the time?
It's like, of course, I have my best pictures on here. Of course I'm going to look beautiful.
Naturally. Like, nobody looks like crap on their dating website profile. Like, everyone looks incredible.
Yeah, it's like your best version of you. Mm-hmm.
Let me ask you this. Have either of you ever been catfished on a date?
Yes, I have.
Of course you have.
I have been catfished.
Oh, my God. Okay, so, last summer, I had a little shindig at my house, and I've been talking to this guy from Tinder for maybe, like, a week, and I was like, oh, you can come by. Like, just stop by. We can meet or whatever. It'll be fine. He doesn't show up until 2 a.m.
2 o'clock in the morning.
2 a.m. until, like, it was, like, a party. It was still going on.
Fair enough.
But still, 2 a.m., are you kidding?
That's a little late.
Yeah, so I'm already, you know, I'm a little drunky monkey myself.
Yeah, 2 a.m., I imagine.
My doorbell rings. I open the door, and I cannot, like, I can't hide my emotions anyway, but especially when I'm, you know, feeling
no
a little.
No roadmaps.
Yeah, no, no. Yeah. So I open the door, I look, and my face immediately drops, and I'm like, oh, shit. Because this guy, like, on his profile, you know, looks like he was, like, tall, you know, built and everything. Looks like he was really, you know, cute. I opened my door. He's probably my height, probably, like, 5'4". Nothing wrong with that. It's just misleading. And his, like, totally, like, different hair color, everything. It was, like, I don't even know how he fabricated these pictures to begin with. But and then he says, like, hi, and he has, like, the voice of, like, a 12-year-old boy.
Oh, boy.
And that's bad. Just, that's like a real big thing for me. I can't. If you need the voice isn't
man
right,
voice.
I need a man voice.
Not a little girl voice.
Yes, exactly. So it was a whole fiasco. Basically sat on the couch all night. Like,
oh, slept. You endured it.
I endured it.
Oh, good woman.
He came at like 2 a.m. And then he immediately like cracked open like a beer. And he's like, oh, can I sleep over? And he said, yeah, yes, if you just
he invited himself to sleep over your house.
Yes, he did. Mm-hmm.
Let's do a little playback here. You met this man online, had a house party, invited him.
Yes.
He arrived at 2 a.m., cracked open a beer, and invited himself to sleep over.
Yes, he did.
Wow. That is a whole bucket full of red flags.
You know, some other things ensued, but in the morning, I woke up. Like, nothing happened, but I woke up, and then I hid outside in my back porch, and I don't even smoke cigarettes, but I chain smoked my friend's cigarettes until he left.
You were that stressed out?
I was that stressed out.
Wow.
Yeah, it was a horror show.
So how did you get rid of him ultimately? How did it end?
So he ended up sleeping in my bed, and I slept like in my, you know, in another room with my friend. And he didn't wake up till like 9 a.m. And I just waited for him to like leave. And he
did he ever text
out.
You?
That's awfully awkward.
It was horrible. Yeah.
Did you say at any point, this is, you know, you didn't portray yourself honestly online? Or was that like not a conversation?
That was not even a conversation. Because
would you ever say it to somebody if you were being severely catfished, would you be like, sir, you lying?
Exactly. I think, you know
what?
Maybe
just
I
left.
Would.
To be
but
honest,
I think
that's
you
weird.
Duck
out. Yeah. Not because of what you look like or anything, but like that's really weird if you're going to completely lie about what
if you're
going to
mislead
like.
Somebody in that way, what else are you going to do?
Exactly.
That's
I wouldn't be able to trust you and I'm just going to say bye.
Right. So that, I guess, is, I suppose, kind of a downside to online dating because you are really trusting that person to be fairly truthful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And like that is the only severely horrible experience that I've had, though, with online dating. So, I mean, I guess. It was
I'm
a one-off,
trying to think
maybe?
If I had any really poor online dates, but no, like I tend to be a pretty good first date person. Like I am out there, like I'm chatty, I'm outgoing. Mm-hmm. I don't really care. Like even if the person is not what they claim to be on the interwebs, I would probably give somebody the benefit of the doubt, catfish or no catfish.
You'd
I mean,
say.
I would probably be a little disappointed depending on how many more red flags were raised during the date. I personally, if I'm going on an online date, my best friends know that it's happening and I have an out from one of them. They all know not only where I'm going, But like, if I text them like, caw, 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 they'll be like, okay, somebody's right. Yeah. Somebody needs to, you need to leave a meet.
Yeah. Danielle and I have each other's locations constantly.
Yeah. Those are my friends. They don't go anywhere.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Have you ever left a date with a fake emergency situation?
Oh, yes.
I don't think I have, but I had, did give a guy, he asked for my number at like a party. And he asked for a number, gave my brother's number, and then he called it right in front of me.
No,
my phone did not ring.
Oh my God.
My brother
Kyle
answered. It was some like guy. I don't even think he spoke English. Like, it was so bad.
Oh, that's bold.
But that was like the worst thing that's happened to me. I tried to be like, okay, here you go. Gave him his number, and then he called it in front of me.
That's hard.
Yeah.
That's hard.
That was
cool.
It was awkward. I was like, I didn't even know what to say. I was like,
I feel like as women, we're like placators. Like, I don't think there's ever been a scenario in which I've not given someone a number if they asked for it, because I didn't want to be mean.
Exactly.
Well, you don't have to text back.
Right, exactly. But like, I'm, okay. I mean, I suppose like, just because I don't really want to be mean. Like, I think it's easier to just be like, here you go, I never have to text you again.
It's not even like a factor of being mean. It's like for safety. Like, if I say no to this man right now, is he going to like freak out on me? Like,
true, you know, I suppose, yeah. Does that run through your head?
That's, it does, yeah.
But no, I mean, obviously not online. Like, if
well,
you
not
met somebody.
Online. Well, yeah.
Anyway, let's circle back to the online dating
yeah.
really quickly. Any other last comments that you want to say other than, are we for it? Are we officially for online dating?
I'm officially for
I'm
it.
I'm for it, but I hate it.
It's a full-time job.
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm. I utilize it like a video game. I used to date through online dating, and now I've benched myself, so I just swipe left and right like a video game, and I have no intention of responding to anybody.
Yeah, I kind of do the same thing. It's fun, it's entertainment.
I'm looking inward at the moment instead of dating.
There you go. I like that.
That's my platform.
That.
No, mm-hmm. Nothing wrong with that. That's my platform. All right, next topic.
Wait, is that still topic number one?
This is two.
Oh my God.
You're not supposed to interrupt.
You're not supposed to,
you're not supposed to interrupt.
Yeah,
I'm not. I was just curious. I just entered the room. I was kind of, I was videotaping you girls from the patio.
It's a little creepy.
Nice. Oh my
right?
God.
Right? So online dating.
Like a red flag to
be
me.
Careful.
Okay. So the final topic that we are going to try to thwart, which I think is going to be the most hot button issue that we have discussed here. How to make her jealous.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, why are you making her jealous?
That's true. Yeah, what's the motive?
Yeah.
What is the motive behind that? You're with somebody. Why do you need to make her jealous for?
Because it's a game.
Why are we all playing this game?
Because they're pathetic.
That's the name of the game, maybe?
Yeah. It's all a game. That's
so one of the ways to quote unquote make her jealous is ignore. And where do you two stand on that? You're seeing somebody, this person that you're seeing wants to make you jealous, and he's decided to ignore you for multiple days in a row. Or potentially only send Kit Kat gifts.
Wow. I mean, I think, you know, as I do not agree with this because I just think it's a crappy thing to do. But I will, however, say that when a guy is actively ignoring me, like I see he's active on Instagram, he's whatever, I see him on Snapchats and he's just not replying to me, he's on my mind. So in
of
that
course
way,
he is.
It
works.
You know?
I'm not going to say.
I don't think it works for me.
It doesn't work for you?
No, I just get mad. Like, hey, bye. I don't need you then. Like, if we're going to.
So you get, like,
I mean?
On the defense about it, you're mad about it. Like, forget
it. Yeah, I'm not jealous. I'm okay, bye.
Forget about it.
Yeah.
You're not looking. You're not thinking to yourself, I wonder what he's doing. Is he with somebody else? Is he out with the boys? Like, are they all surrounded by women? Is this, like, a thing? Does he not like me? You're not thinking any of that. You're just like, okay, peace out. You don't want to give me the time of day? Go ahead. Bye.
Yeah, most likely. Unless if it's, like, some random person that I'm like, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So this is somebody that you're seeing, let's say. You're talking to this person.
Yeah.
You're more than talking to them. You're seeing them. You don't hear from them for 4 days.
Well, if I'm, like, seeing them, I don't hear from them 4 days. Bye.
Exactly. Like, yeah. We're not talking about some, like, random hobo off the street. We're talking about
if you're
someone
that
you are
that
dating,
long
to like, you're
jealous,
going on dates with.
And also, if you're dating somebody, what is the need to make them jealous?
Yeah, why?
Is this, like, just an early stage of the relationship kind of a gameplay ploy? Would you like to?
Yes. You have anything to interject?
If anybody could see Lenny right now, he's biting his fingers. Do you have something that you want
to
add?
Ladies, this is about, hold on, I'm not supposed to be in this show,
just
but
clarify,
you guys are killing me right now. Listen, this is about A, getting her to like you more. B,
that's not going to get her to like
you
more.
If you've broken up and you need her attention, this works. If you're trying to get her attention in the beginning, this works. That's all I have to say. Like, you girls are bouncing around the topic, and Abby hit it on the button. It works. The theory that we put forward, that I put forward, because the guys tried to debunk me when we were talking about it, it works. Ignore the shit out of them. Go on social media and post pictures that you're active and you're doing fun things. You're with other girls. You're doing, you know, you're adventurous. You're not just sitting at home sulking because you guys broke up. There's a lot of reasons why guys pull this tactic, and it works every single time. And Abby just said it works.
What is the end game?
The end game.
You want this girl back?
The end game is to get her to pay attention to you, or pay attention to you again. I gotta go.
But if I see like a picture of a guy they either broke up with, or seeing like some guy I started talking to, and he's with another girl, that's not making me like you more or be interested in.
But does it make you mad?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
That
makes you
mad.
It makes you think about him, right?
It's gonna hurt my ego, like how? Like that's what it's gonna.
All right.
Do.
You know what? You know, because I think this is gonna.
You're not supposed to be.
I know. I'm not supposed to.
Let me get the hell out of here.
But I think this is gonna extend past a lot of time frame. So we're gonna take an intermission break, and then we're gonna get back to this because there's a lot you guys haven't covered. You ladies haven't covered yet, and I feel like this is gonna go on forever.
Okay, girls, we're back.
Back in action.
Oops. Back in action. And we are recapping how to make her jealous, which is the final topic of our ladycation, I like to call it. Not an education, a ladycation.
That's
what it is. So, Lenny clarified a moment ago about, let's say you're in a breakup, you are trying to make this person jealous. First of all, women don't behave that way. Okay.
I agree.
We're in a forward motion.
Yeah,
okay.
Exactly.
We're not looking backwards. There's nothing for us going that way. But I mean, maybe there are moments of weakness, right? And it happens because let's all face it. We've been there. We've been on a breakup. We have had a message that leaves you thinking. And then all of a sudden you're like, that was cryptic. 2 days later, you're like, I wonder what he meant by that. Just like, cool. Period.
Yeah.
I'm like, what's that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then it leaves you thinking about it. So you're on the hook and you're spending way too much of your emotion thinking about what that may or may not have meant.
When it probably meant nothing.
When it probably meant nothing.
The cool period probably meant nothing.
However, first of all, I believe abbreviations are key to any text message because there is tone in text. Just abbreviate.
There is.
No abbreviation.
Anyways. So going forward, you're thinking what?
Mm-hmm.
How to make her jealous? You think there's no need?
Yeah, just don't do it. Why would you do that? If you were interested, well, all right. So there was different scenarios. Like Lenny said, if you're in a breakup and you're trying to like play dirty, get her back or something, I guess you could ploy this tactic.
Why not be the bigger person in my mind? But carry on.
We're talking about men.
Yeah, they're not.
They're not going to be the bigger person. But in another scenario. If, you know, you just start dating, you're not official yet, it's like, you know, that point in a relationship is, like, so fragile. You know, like, everyone's like, what's going on? Like, how are you feeling?
Why do you feel the need to make that person jealous when nothing has happened yet?
That's a like red flag. If someone's trying to make me jealous at the
beginning,
like, oh, I'm with my friend Abby, like, we're getting hammered, we're having drinks, and we're watching a movie. I'm not going to be like...
Do you each consider yourself to be jealous people?
To a certain extent, yeah.
I never thought I was. And then all of a sudden, it turns out I might be.
Yeah, I might just be. But no, I do not agree with it. I think that it does, unfortunately, work. But, like, don't do it to me.
I hear you. Nobody wants it done to them.
Uh-huh.
We all know that it works. Dangling that carrot, putting yourself back on somebody's radar just for a blip, just to stay relevant.
Mm-hmm.
Keep you on the hook.
But why? That's not fair. If you have no intention of being with someone, loving them or whatever, don't hang on to them. Don't pull them back because that's not fair.
Yeah, it's definitely not fair. But I feel like they do it to have somebody. Even if they don't like you or give a crap about you, there's somebody they could text.
It says more about them than you.
It does say more about them than
you.
Do you think it's a play on an ego?
Yes.
Definitely, 100% it is.
Because if they're feeling low, hey, okay, I know if I text this girl right now, she's going to respond.
And or... I'd like to point out how this is, like, a tactic that is used, like, mainly by men. You don't see women doing this.
You very rarely see women playing this game. Yeah. I think you're right.
I think it has a lot to do with ego and, like, you know, I'm wanted and things like that. Like, look, like, this girl is, like, so jealous right now because I'm out doing things.
Do you think it's a safety space where, like, this person knows that if they reach out to this person from their past, they're going to get the reaction and they're going to get the reaction that they're looking for?
I think it's a good point. I agree
it will
that.
Fill a need that they have to seem relevant to somebody.
Exactly.
Let's say
it makes them feel good for a second.
For just a sec. So instant gratification for a quick minute.
Yeah.
But like at the demise of someone else's emotions.
Which isn't fair. They probably have a list of 10 girls that they do it to as well.
They probably
do. So it's not fair that these girls are feeling like that. Or they get excited. Oh my God, he texted me again. And then he stops 2 days later.
So are we ultimately saying that this type of like how to make her jealous move is sort of a tactic that is not used by men who are confident in themselves?
Yes, this is not used by men who... like are worth pursuing.
You don't think it's a tactic used by men who are worth pursuing?
Yes.
That is a mic drop.
That is
bold.
This is a mic drop.
Yeah, that's true.
You say forget them. If they're going to try and make you jealous and play those kinds of games and play at your heartstrings, peace out.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
You don't have to break up. Like if I have an ex trying, like I get why exes try to make their other ex jealous.
Yeah.
But if you start doing that, then I'm going to fully move on from you. I'm not going to go back to you.
I hear what you're saying.
And like you said, we're doing the beginning. You think I want another date with you when you're sitting there sending pictures like, of other girls or posting with other girls?
No, it is one thing. You know, you're
not
busy for
pursuing.
A day. You're
I
doing
love
something.
That, Abby.
Yeah. And then
I am
dating
you, honey.
Yeah. Saying, oh, sorry, I was doing this and whatever. You have my attention now. It's another thing to for them to not text you for 3 days.
And then three whole days.
You know, it's, at that point, you know that it's games and you know that that's like, I personally don't want to like be in a relationship with someone who's going to play me like that.
I
if
hear
they
you.
Care, if they care about me, you know.
The whole relationship would be jealousy and games. And they're very insecure, clearly. And that's
insecurity plays a big role in how people behave in relationships. And it's like Pandora's box, really, because you have no idea what somebody else is dealing with inside their own head.
Exactly.
So you engage in a relationship with somebody and you realize they're deeply insecure as well.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. So let's say things don't work out and they reach out to you again because they know they have you on the hook. But they're not doing it for you.
So
they have no intention of re-whatevering what's happening. They have no intention of re-engaging you.
Yeah.
It is mainly to boost themselves.
Yeah, this is making me never want to text a guy again.
Here's the thing, like,
whenever
a
guy reaches out, I'm like, no, you're insecure and you really just want validation right now.
Right.
And
at the moment, I'm not validating you.
Yeah, no. Like, the thing is, like, it is meant to, like, directly impact you, but it is not about you at all. You know?
So the make her jealous behavior is mainly about that person.
Yes.
Not about... It's for instant gratification.
Exactly. Yeah.
You want the gratification of still feeling relevant to this person that you may or may not have left for the right reasons. Maybe they were the right reasons. Maybe they were with the wrong reasons.
Yeah.
Maybe you can't commit for one reason or another, and then you go back and you're dangling a carrot and it's not fair to the other person in question.
Exactly.
When really you're just looking for validation because you can't find it elsewhere.
You should find it with yourself.
I'm going to pull a Josh really quickly because I know he's a big fan of quoting people.
Yes.
I read this quote the other day that I knew that I would use on this podcast today. It is a quote by Bob Marley, and he said, "The biggest coward is a man who awakens a woman's love with no intention of loving her."
I love that.
And I will say that plays on this topic.
It does. Mm-hmm. I think that
I'm giving you
right
some
in.
Snaps right
thank
now.
Thank you.
Yeah,
multiple snaps.
Impressive.
Thank you. You get the snaps for your last comment, Abby.
That
was intense. That mic drop moment was serious. Anyway, so ultimately, how to make her jealous. If you want her, don't try to. If you've left her, leave her lonely because it's really only helping you at the end of the day. And it's a selfish move.
Exactly.
Very selfish.
Myth busted.
Yep.
Myth busted. Are we done?
Yeah,
do you think that
we've
busted every myth that has to bust?
I think we did it.
Yeah.
Girls, it's been a pleasure. Thank you for bringing your false sangria.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
And coming
delicious.
To my beautiful
of
home
course.
For dinner.
Of course. Yeah. Thanks for having us.
Thanks to Lenny for letting us take over.
Yes, I'm very thankful that he did not even interrupt us once.
Only like once.
One time.
It was really a clarification. It was just really more.
We kind of needed that.
Anyway, you can go ahead and interrupt and close now. Thanks.
I have a few questions.
Oh, God.
So before we sign off, we have some time here. Before we sign off, I have a few questions. Question number one. For the group, whoever wants to answer, that's fine. Now, the three-day rule. Does it work when a guy texts you?
No.
Okay.
I'm shutting that down. No.
Question number two. The three-day rule.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh.
Clarence is favorite.
I am hung up on it because it is something that has been proven by the crack team of scientists at the Top Shelf Laboratories. The Top Shelf Laboratories exist or don't exist, that remains to be seen. But I'm telling you right now that it doesn't matter to you if a guy texts you the next morning, hey, what's up? I met you last night at the bar, the Red Rooster. Or he waits a couple days and he's like, hey, what's up? I met you 3 days ago at the Red Rooster. Does it not pique your interest a little more?
Let me give you this.
Okay.
I meet somebody, they text me that evening or the next day, hey, I met you such and such at the Red Rooster. It was great meeting you. Then waits 3 days. It would pique my interest.
Yes.
But
yes.
It would also
yes.
irritate me.
Yeah. You have to do the introduction of at least, hey, it was nice meeting you, whatever. At least that.
You can't save the grand introduction text for 3 days later.
Do you always follow that? Like, do
always.
You live by it?
No, not always. But enough.
Well, we debunked it.
Yeah.
I didn't hear it because I was in the other room, but you debunked it. Number two, online dating. I'm sitting between three beautiful women who have great personalities, who are strong and independent, who have a lot going for them. I don't believe that you need online dating at all. I believe you need to go to your local Target, Starbucks, Barnes & Noble, wherever, your gym, wherever you're doing, and just say hello. Where we've gone wrong is that the women refuse to just approach a guy and be like,
great shoes.
What's up?
Yeah.
I love your Reeboks.
Nice fedora.
I love your Reeboks. What's up? Are you wearing slim or skinny jeans? Like, what's going on with you? You look fly, boy.
Can I just sing that to a guy?
Yes, I would love that. You have no idea.
Hey, are those wide leg or skinny jeans?
I would absolutely love it. And they're making fun of me because I'm wearing slim jeans. I would absolutely adore the shit out of that if someone would come up to me and say, man, you look good today. How are you? I'm Jen or I'm Abby or I'm Danielle. Like, what's up? How are you? That would be incredible. I don't online date. I don't plan on doing it. And so just do yourselves a favor and just approach a guy when you're ready to approach a guy. Number three, how to make her jealous. So originally the topic came out because we were talking about when you break up with someone or you're trying to get the attention of someone, not when you're dating them. When you're dating them, yes, you should give them your full attention and you should be focused on that person completely. But when you're trying to get their attention, or you're already broken up with that person and you're trying to make that person jealous,
it works.
It works completely. And
it's
Abby,
not fair.
I never said it was fair. I never said this was nothing about being fair. This is completely about it works. How to regain her attention or how to gain her attention.
For what purpose?
To get with her or to
make
your ex mad. And that's fine. If it comes down to making your ex mad and to make yourself feel better, that's fine. Because if you're trying to make her jealous after you break up, chances are she broke up with you.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yep.
If you broke up with someone, you're not trying to make her jealous. You don't care. You're moving on with your life. But if she broke up with you, now you're trying to really jam it to her. You're taking pictures on social media showing you're at the beach, you're with a girl, you're drinking, you're having a good time, you're on vacation, you're doing whatever it takes to make her be like, man, what the fuck did I give up for Tom, Dick, and Harry over here? That's what it's about. If you're trying to get her attention, if you see a girl from across the room and you like her, you guys are friends or whatever, and you want her to pay attention to you, you might not be the most attractive person in the world. You might not be the most outgoing. You might not have the best job. And you girls are so superficial, you look for those things.
Oy vey.
Did I just get myself in trouble? I'm kidding. Kind of. to get her attention, to garner her attention right in the beginning, you need to do certain things like that if you're not the most outgoing man. Listen, I was just kidding about those words, woman. You need to do those tactics to get her attention in the beginning. Let her know who you are.
There you go. I would never tell
them who you are.
Most women don't listen. Abby, go ahead.
I will say this. It works for all the wrong reasons. Exactly. It'll work temporarily, but that you're not playing the long game.
You're not playing the long game.
Yes, you're quote from before. Save the mic drop quote.
It has left my brain. Like any man that uses that tactic is not a man worth pursuing.
Yeah.
If you like her that hard that you're willing to use my tactics, you're playing the long game.
No,
disagree. Hard.
You're playing a booty call.
That's risky.
No booty call. Listen. We all need to gather again and talk about booty calls because that's a different topic for a different time. I'm telling you that if you're playing these games to get her attention before you've even dated, it's because it's a long game. If you're getting it after you've dated, yeah, it might be a booty call or just it's a real punch in the dick. But beforehand, it's because you like her and you want her to pay attention to you. Why else would you try so hard to get her to look in your direction?
Why not just talk
to her? So not texting her for 3 days is trying hard?
That's different. We're talking about how to make her jealous.
Oh, my God.
It's the same girl. Yeah. Like, how are you going to play all of those games with the same person on the long games? No. Not happening. You're contradicting yourself.
No. You preach, girl. But listen. 3-day rule is really for if someone you meet.
Hookup only.
No, not hookup only. It's someone you meet. Like, all right, look, theoretically speaking, I go to the bar. I meet Abby, right? Hey, Abby, how are you? I'm Lenny. Yeah. Okay, I'll text you. You want to hang out? Sure. I like you. Abby gives me her number, right? I don't text her for 3 days. Now, the how to make her jealous is I've known Danielle for 2 years. She won't pay attention to me. I need her to pay attention to me because I'm into her, and I start using these tactics to make her pay attention to me. Once she pays attention to me, then whatever. Everything else is, you know, gravy. Or I've been dating you for 4 years, or I've been dating you in general. We break up. You break up with me, and then I'm real pissed off, and I want to show you that I'm better than the breakup, and I'm better than what you deserve. And I use these tactics to kind of piss you off a little bit.
No.
Oh, my God.
When the somebody breaks up with you and you want to show them that you're better than they deserve, walk away. Be better than they deserve. Don't show them that you're not.
That's true.
But what he's saying is that he wants some concrete, like, proof. Like, oh, she watched my Instagram story of me going out.
That is self-preservation.
Absolutely. I never said it wasn't.
Pay attention to that. Yes. I never look at my story like, oh, did he look at it? 1,000%.
Why do you think anybody posts stories? Exactly. To see if one person specifically out of the 100 who look actually looked.
95%
of, maybe I'm a nine.
95% of people who aren't in quote unquote influencers post things on Instagram for other people to see.
Yes.
Specific people to see.
It's extremely curated.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Except for the top shelf and except for the Red Rooster.
Fair enough.
You're welcome. So listen, I'm going to break it down like this.
Okay.
Tuesdays, Thursdays, Saturdays, and Sundays, come see Jen and I at the Red Rooster. Tuesdays, come see Jen, Abby, Danielle, and I at the Red Rooster.
Oh,
you don't work Tuesday. Ooh, that sucks. All right, so come see Danielle, Abby, and I at the Red Rooster.
We do have Rooster. We call them Rooster Tuesdays.
Rooster Tuesdays.
Not this week.
Roosters.
But so we are Be the Top Shelf on Instagram, Snapchat, don't worry about it. She is Red Rooster 510. Sterling
_A98.
And just Daniel Gavin.
Galvin.
Yeah. Oh, well. Close. Some say potato, some say potato. I'm from Rhode Island. You guys are from Massachusetts. It's all gravy. Ladies, anything else before I hit stop recording.
Always a pleasure.
Yeah, always a pleasure, guys. Yeah. Little ladycation.
Ladycation.
Only interrupted once.
Only interrupted four times.
No, one time. And then I rebuttaled at the end. It was fine.
It was still fun, girls. Still fun. We should do it again.
Yes, please.
Gentlemen, 3-day rule works. Ignoring her works. Bye.
Thank you for enjoying this episode of The Top Shelf. And as always, you can follow us on Instagram, Snapchat, LinkedIn, and Twitter. Our music was created by Slater. That's SLDR_music. And as always, have an amazing day.